Masechet Kelim, Perek He, Mishnah Bet. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about the Tum'ah for a Kirah and a Kupah, two types of stoves. A Kirah is a type of stove that has space for two pots on top, and a Kupah is smaller and has room for only one. The times of the Mishnah, the stove, like we mentioned, was a hollow container. The top of the container was solid, but it had holes, which is where the pots were placed in order to cook. The kira and the kupach were normally used. They had straight walls, unlike a tanur, unlike an oven, which had walls that were more broad on the bottom and narrowed on top. They were used for cooking, not baking, and less heat is needed for cooking than baking. Mishnah says, kira tehilata shalosh, Ushiareha shalosh. Lo for kiraz as follows. In order for it to be considered a kira, it has to be at least 3 fingers high when it's originally made. It has to be at least the width of 3 fingers high in order to be considered a proper kira. And if it breaks down, in order, whatever remains of it has to be at least 3 fingers as well high in order to be considered a kira and to become tameh. As opposed to an oven. An oven, we said, has to be 4 tefahim to become tameh. The kira has to be simply 3 fingers high because the pots are placed on top of the kira and not inside of it, as opposed to the tanur. So here, the inside only has to be high enough to have the fuel and the fire, and therefore the 3 fingers is sufficient. But a tanur, like we said, is larger because the bread and the fuel are placed inside of it. Well, at what point is a kira considered to be able to become tameh? Meshitigamer melachta. The kira is fit to become tameh only once the manufacture is complete. Ezehu gemar melachta. What's considered to be the completion of the manufacture? Meshiyasikena kdei levashel aleha betza kala sheba betzim. When it's heated to a high enough temperature to cook the most easily cooked egg on it, which is a chicken egg. Terufa untuna ba'ilfas. After the egg would be removed from its shell, beaten, and then placed in a preheated stew pot to cook. The kira that was heated enough to cook this type of an egg in a preheated pot is considered to be complete and has the ability to become tameh. The egg was already beaten, it's already preheated, so therefore it needs a very little amount of heat to cook. Now that's the amount of heat to complete a kira. Now we'll talk about the laws of a kupach, which is the stove that's used for cooking, but sometimes used for baking. It's very similar to a kira, but it only has one hole on top. A single pot is placed on top of that. It's narrower than a kippah, the kira, so therefore the heat is higher. It's smaller and more contained, so the heat is condensed, and therefore people would sometimes use it for baking as well. A kupach. If a person made it for baking, the amount has to be heated to be considered to be finished and become tameh is the same as an oven, which is enough to bake the sufgenin that we mentioned in the last Mishnah. If it was made in order for cooking, it has to be heated to the point where it could cook in chicken egg in order to become considered to be finished and susceptible to tum'ah. Now we'll consider the tum'ah status of the handles of the tanur, the kira, and the kupach. Ha'even ha'yotze min ha'tanur tefach u'min ha'kira shalosh etzba'ot chibur. A handle, a stone handle that comes out from the wall of the oven, 1 tefach, or extends out from the wall of a kira, 3 fingers, is considered to be a chibur, a connection to the oven or the kira. So if the oven or the kira become tameh, the stone handle becomes tameh as well. Usually a stone utensil does not become tameh, but when a stone is attached to the utensil of a different kind, it's considered to be a yad, a handle to that utensil, and we learn from the Torah that it becomes tameh as well. But if the handle of the oven is longer than a tefah, or the handle of the kira is longer than 3 tefahim, the extra length is not considered to be connected to the oven or the kira and does not become tameh. Only what's close enough to the actual utensil. Hayotze min ha-kupach, a stone that extends out from a kupach is subject to the following law. If he made the kupach for baking, its measure is like that of an oven. The handle is tameh up to one tefach. If its measure is like that of a kira, the handle is tameh only up to the width of three fingers. If he made the kupach for the purposes of bishul, of cooking. Next, Tana is going to say that the measurements taught with handles apply only in certain cases. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo amru tefach ela bin atanur velakod. The Hachamim say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the part of the handle that is more than a tefach is not considered to be part of the oven, except where the handle is between the oven and the wall of the house. In that type of case, the extra length of the handle prevents the oven from being placed near the wall. The owner will eventually cut it down, and therefore the extra length is not considered to be part of the oven. But in a case where the handle is not between the oven and the wall, the entire handle is considered to be part of the oven and becomes tameh with it. If two ovens were close to each other and joined by a long handle, each one of them has a tefach of the handle that's closest to it. And the rest of the handle is tahor, does not become tameh.